Broadcasting live from the beautiful Mandalay Bay Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, Nevada, it's OAUG Radio at Collaborate 15, the technology and applications forum for the Oracle community. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Good afternoon and welcome to Collaborate 2015. I'm your host, Michael Lauer, and I'm with my co-host and producer, Ryan Redhawk McPherson. How you doing, Ryan?
Man, I'm doing great, and we got a surprise for our listeners here now, something a little out of the ordinary from Collaborate 2015.
Yeah, absolutely. So it was funny. We're about to take a break here, but we had to get our neighbors on here. They've been next door doing yoga and playing some guitar for us. It's been super chill, super zen, and a lot of fun. So we have with us from Go With The Flow, Benjamin Rivett and Toy Reynolds. How you guys doing?
Good.
Wonderful.
Great to be here.
Great. So let's start with you, Benjamin. Yeah. Okay. Is it Ben or Benjamin?
What you call me both.
All right. Cool. So Ben, Benjamin.
Yeah. both names at one time.
At one time. So how long have you been playing guitar?
Ooh, I think I started when I was in eighth grade. So
okay.
10 or 15 years.
Cool.
Now.
Cool.
I don't know how old I am.
So what do you call that style of music? Explain to the folks at home what kind of music you play.
Well, I'm traditionally a singer-songwriter and guitar player. That's kind of how I write and perform. But I started using a looping station about 5 or 6 years ago. And that slowly transitioned to going from acoustic guitar to electric guitar. And I beatbox with the looping station and the guitar.
So you create your own percussion kind of stuff.
Yeah, so I kind of create my own music bed. I would say indie pop, you know, folk pop or...
Yeah, okay.
You know, hip hop, pop, whatever.
Yeah, there's alternative.
There's a pop there yeah. because of the format of the songs.
Sure.
But that's definitely the style. I try to make it indie because that makes me cooler, I think.
Yeah,
if it's
definitely makes you
indie,
cooler.
Indie, right?
It's yeah, like, I mean, you know, it's like indie, cool.
Automatically
cool.
I'm hipster.
Yeah,
pop.
Right.
That's what I go for.
So, Tori, you are the yoga half of this, right?
Yes.
So, explain to me why yoga?
Why yoga?
Yeah, why yoga? I don't know if it's a question.
Why
we're
going to
make it a question.
It's actually Y-O-G-A. That's how you, that's the rest
yeah,
of the
that's a good point.
Yes.
What do you like about yoga, and why do you think more people should be doing yoga?
Oh, well, it completely, I don't know, it unites everything about who we are and what we do. It just creates a greater connection with ourselves. You create this awesome relationship with your physical self
sure.
and your, you know, spiritual and mental self, or really whatever you want to get out of it. So I think that once you develop that, then you can go out and, you know, create greater change or greater connection.
Sure. It makes sense. So Go With The Flow. Is that like a collaboration that you guys have?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. We started it back in 2012, and I met Tori while I was practicing a lot at the studio in our hometown, Dayton, Ohio. And I had asked her if I could play some of her classes. I played music all around town, was super geeking out to yoga, and she was teaching at the studio. Mm-hmm. And we started working together for these classes, and the name came from the concept of improv, you know, going with the flow and trying to move with what was happening for each individual class. And then the project kind of grew from that basic premise, and so we've been traveling for the last 3 years under that name, Go With The Flow, and it's gotten into a lot of crazy places like Las Vegas.
Yes.
So, yeah, no kidding. So, Tori, explain to me kind of how you decided, you know what, this is a good idea, let's put music in my classes and what that means and does for that, like you said, combining of the mind and body.
Well, it's interesting because when I teach at home, my regular class schedule, I don't use music in class because I teach a lot to the breath and I want to be able to hear everyone's breathing and make sure that they're, you know, breathing together, and it's
right.
all a very synchronistic thing. But the reason that this works so well with Ben in the class is that when he uses his looping station and guitar and beatboxing, he creates a soundtrack and locks in a tempo that sets the pace for a 4-count inhale and a 4-count exhale. So more than anything, it's a
creates
tool.
A rhythm, right.
Yeah, it's like a metronome, and it's a tool rather than just, you know, him rocking out at the front of the class. He's actually always in the back so that he's not a distraction, and so it more helps create the environment and create that connection rather than get in the way of it.
Yeah, no, that makes a whole lot of sense. So this is business to business radio. So I'm going to focus on the business aspect
yeah.
of this
mm-hmm.
for just a minute here,
sure.
and then we'll get back to the fun stuff. What's the model? Like, how does it work?
Well, you're looking at the entire company.
No, cool. That's great.
Yeah.
I think it's smart.
And
keep it small.
You know, what's funny is that one of the main philosophies of yoga is simplicity
sure.
rather than grandeur.
Right.
That if you can hone things into a very tight concept, then you can go from there. You can grow from right. that. And so when we started the project, the immediate thought was you should make DVDs and you should franchise. You should do all this. All these business guys would come to us after classes and say, you know what you should do? And what's funny is that what's, I think, given us all the success is that we've kept it very streamlined. Tori handles all the booking mm-hmm. and all the main marketing promotion online stuff. And I do all the design and production. I'm the, you know, the audio nerd and,
sure.
and do all the video work and all the design the business cards.
Right.
And so it's worked really well for us to keep things tight knit, and it's allowed us to cover a lot of ground, be in a lot of places.
Right.
So the model is that we went small, and that mm-hmm. allowed us to be everywhere rather than going big and then needing to be stuck to a particular studio or a particular model or franchise or anything like that. So it gave us a lot of flexibility at first, and then from that we grew and learned what it was that we were. We honed our craft.
Right.
We got it down to the
streamlined
essentials.
So what kind of events do you guys do? Is it always trade shows or what kind of stuff? What are you traveling and doing?
Typically, we're actually coming up on our 300th class, Go With The Flow class.
Cool.
Yeah, in 3 years. That'll hit next week. We typically are hired in by studios as a special event. So we're contracted in to just come in and maybe teach one or two classes.
Gotcha.
A guest workshop.
And just, it's just something fun and out of the box, not too overbearing in any way or time consuming. It's just normally the
good,
length
it's
of
a change
regular
up.
Class.
It's a variation. It's kind of nice, right?
Yeah.
Diversifies what's happening at that particular studio. They have different
So do you
offerings.
Still have your own studio? Do you have your own home base? Or?
I teach at 4 different studios in Dayton, and I teach in the school districts
gotcha.
And stuff like that.
Okay.
So I'm kind of all over the place.
Yeah. Now, do you always have Go With The Flow at those studios, or do you still vary it up?
No, I generally teach just on my own.
Gotcha.
We've actually done way more classes outside of Dayton, obviously with the 300 classes. But we felt kind of from the beginning that everyone already knew who we were in Dayton.
Right.
So, we should just go outside and go outside of the city and, share it with other people. We thought that almost like people in Dayton didn't want it as much as mm-hmm. others did. But we've done a few classes actually in the past 5 months in Dayton, and they've just gone really well, and so that's very exciting. We have a big one coming up in May.
Yeah, we definitely try to make the what we are providing to the studio or to the event that we're doing more of an experience rather than trying to preach to people a new philosophy or new
gotcha.
Style of yoga. Therefore, it's not something that we think that people should or must do on a regular basis, and that's kept the allure of what we're doing a little higher, and it also keeps us from oversaturating our market or any other market or annoying all of our friends and franchises
and all that stuff, right?
Yeah.
So we kept it an exclusive thing, and that made it so that now people want us back.
Gotcha. So. Give it a date and then come back, right?
Yeah.
That's good. Well, no, it's been great having you guys on. I don't know if are you playing later in the day, or are you just pretty much done for the day?
I think we're done for the day, yeah.
Yeah, we have a class tomorrow morning.
Oh, cool, cool, cool.
It's our
6:30.
Last one.
AM
yep.
or PM?
AM.
Don't be there.
Come on. Seriously, it'll get your blood pumping.
Yeah.
You can feel great.
You'll be set for the day.
I'll tell you what, let's see how tonight goes, and then we'll cross that
That's
bridge.
What everybody's saying. They're like, up too late, up too early. Up too late, and then up again too early. So it's been cool, though. We've had really packed classes the both 2 days. It's
no
in
kidding.
A beautiful room, 50 plus. And I think we're going to have a great crowd tomorrow morning
for our last
event. And we might be back chilling, making some noise next to you guys.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Can't believe you guys haven't yelled at us and told us.
No, actually, it's been kind of nice. You said it, like you said, Tori. It was kind of a nice ambiance to it. It wasn't distracting. It was a rhythm, and it kept me in a rhythm. So it was nice.
Good. Well,
thanks for coming on, guys.
Thanks, you.
Where can people go to learn more about Go With The Flow?
You can find us on Facebook. It's always GoW/TheFlow, and everything else online would be GoWTheFlow. You can do GoWTheFlow.com or #GoWTheFlow. And
awesome. Yeah. Thanks for coming on, guys.
Thank you.
I'm Michael Lauer here for the Business Radio X Studio. We will see you in a little bit at Collaborate 2015.